It was an event they would remember for a long, long time. It was in the morning, and when they looked up, they saw a thick cloud covering the mountain near where they were camped. It began to thunder and lightning, as though a great storm were about to break on them in all its fury. Then fire appeared at the top of the mountain, and smoke began pouring out from it, going up like smoke from a kiln, and the whole mountain trembled with an earthquake. A strange sound filled the air. It sounded like a trumpet-like noise, and it kept getting louder and louder and louder. Sounds like a volcanic eruption, doesn't it? And it was, of sorts. It was something greater. It was God coming down on Mount Sinai. And when God called to Moses, Moses went up that fearful mountain to meet with God and to receive the commandments of God, the laws which he wanted his people to follow. Moses brought that law down from the mountain and taught it to the people. He taught them every word just as God wanted them to know it. And sometime later, Moses gathered the Israelites together again, and he reviewed the laws that God had given them so that the next generation too could hear and know them. It was through Moses that God chose to communicate his holy will, all the do's and don'ts, all the thou shalt and thou shalt not, the rules and the regulations that would govern the people's lives and govern their conduct as a nation for centuries to come. But the law of Moses was a hard master. When you kept it, all was well. But it was difficult to keep. And when you transgressed it, there was punishment. Yet the people learned to live with it. And eventually, they even figured out how to get around it and make it appear as though they were keeping it, even when they really weren't. And the religious leaders got to where they thought they should add more commandments and more regulations than those that had been given. Because if keeping some laws for God was good, keeping more laws must be even better, right? And so they made the law into an even harsher master than it was to begin with. But they liked it, because it made them feel like they were in charge of something. And each law they kept, they felt was bringing them closer to God. And they made the law into their little stairway to heaven, something for which it was never intended. But you can imagine living in the shadow of Mount Sinai all the time, can't you? If you were a conscientious person, truly desiring to please God with your life, you would realize that this story just could not end with Moses. The law was given through Moses. Yes, but what is the rest of the story? How does the verse end? If this is where it stops, we are all lost. If the church teaches only what I must do, then if I am honest with myself, I can only see myself falling short of the glory of God. I can only see myself as a complete failure. But the passage does not stop there, does it? The law was given through Moses. It goes on. The verse never stopped there. Even in the days of Moses, there was more than a mountain of fire and smoke. There was the star that would come out of Jacob. There was the prophet greater than Moses who would rise up among the people. There was the seed of the woman who would eventually crush the enemy who had brought down Adam and Eve in the garden. There wasn't just Moses. There was Jesus. The law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Jesus did not bring a ladder you have to climb in order to reach heaven. But he said, "I am the way." Not, "I will show you the way." "I am the way. I am the way to heaven. This is my gift to you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to be with me so that you may also be where I am." Moses fades into the background because the law he brought from Sinai could only go so far. It could only uncover what was wrong, but it could not give a solution to the problem. It could only uncover our unworthiness. It could not make us acceptable before God and take us to heaven. But Christ came with grace and truth. To help us understand what the word truth is referring to here, perhaps we can recall another verse from the Bible, from John chapter 8. There Jesus said to his disciples, "You will also know the truth, and the truth will set you free." What is the only thing that can set us free from the requirements of the law? What is the only thing that can set us free from the commandments God has given and the punishments we deserve for breaking them? It is only the forgiveness of sins in Jesus. This is the truth that comes through him. You are forgiven. Because the law of Moses has been perfectly fulfilled by Jesus. You are forgiven because on Calvary's cross, your punishment was placed on Jesus. The truth is, you are free. The law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. John 1, verse 17. Amen. Let's sing hymn 289, verses 2 and 4. 289, 2 and 4.